Prueba de comprensión oral. Esta prueba consta de varios documentos. Primer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Example.
Well, we always hear about this confrontation between nature and nurture. You know, is there instinct behind some behavior or is it cultural? And kissing is a wonderful example of both nature and nurture complementing each other. So we kiss people for different reasons. We kiss them because it's what we're familiar with, what we see on the street, what we see today in movies and billboards and things. But we also seem to have this instinctive drive to do this.
Extract 1.
But one of the leading theories about why we do the practice, why it's carried from infancy into adulthood, does indeed deal with breastfeeding. A newborn's first experiences with love and comfort and security involve lip stimulation through nursing, if they're nursed, or even through bottle feeding. We're tilting our head in a similar way that we would tilt our head if we were kissing.
Extract 2.
Our lips are packed with sensitive nerve endings, so even a slight brush of the lips can feel very, very good. And it stimulates all of these nerves that go into our brains and then travel throughout our bodies and make us feel very, very good. So when people describe sensations of falling in love, they might say they're on cloud nine, or they feel weak in the knees, or they feel butterflies in their stomach. Well, there are physiological changes in our bodies causing those sensations.
Extract 3.
But there's this one example of a young man who went to Africa where he was living among a tribe that had never kissed mouth to mouth. And he describes how he falls in love with the king's daughter. And at some point he gains the courage to give her a kiss. And at that moment she screams and she runs from the hut. And only later he finds out that she thought he was trying to eat her.
Extract 4.
Of course, the kiss, the sexual kiss, including the kiss on the lips, is ancient. And of course, kissing as a sign of greeting, as a sign of betrayal, think of Judas, and on, has been around. You know, you could find hundreds and hundreds of functions of that act, of using the lips, touching some part of the body of the other. That's been around since the beginning of time, and there is plenty of evidence of it.
Extract 5.
When in medieval, early medieval period, when a couple would marry in church, they would exchange breath. Their lips would come close, and it was called the Osculum Pacis, the kiss of peace. But it also symbolically meant our exchange of souls. To this day, we think of the breath as holding our inner self and our soul. They would literally breathe into each other's mouth.
Extract 6.
Exactly, exactly. We think that comes from a practice that began in the Middle Ages when people couldn't always sign a contract because many people couldn't read and write. So they would seal contracts, whether it was a wedding contract or some kind of business contract, with an X for where their name would go. And then they would kiss that spot, and that was considered fine and dandy. And so at this point, that has kind of carried over to a kiss, sealing the deal, sealing a marriage today.
Extract 7.
Well, there are things that anything that we can transmit, colds to mononucleosis to flu, all of these things can be transferred through a kiss. That's true. But you're actually a lot more likely to be exposed to dangerous and deadly viruses and bacteria through a handshake than a kiss. And that's because if you think about all the things throughout the day that we are touching with our hands, as opposed to the limited number of maybe people or pets or things that we're actually pressing our lips against, it's a fairly safe behavior in the scheme of things.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer y contestar el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Example.
Well, we always hear about this confrontation between nature and nurture. You know, is there instinct behind some behavior or is it cultural? And kissing is a wonderful example of both nature and nurture complementing each other. So we kiss people for different reasons. We kiss them because it's what we're familiar with, what we see on the street, what we see today in movies and billboards and things. But we also seem to have this instinctive drive to do this.
Extract 1.
But one of the leading theories about why we do the practice, why it's carried from infancy into adulthood, does indeed deal with breastfeeding. A newborn's first experiences with love and comfort and security involve lip stimulation through nursing, if they're nursed, or even through bottle feeding. We're tilting our head in a similar way that we would tilt our head if we were kissing.
Extract 2.
Our lips are packed with sensitive nerve endings, so even a slight brush of the lips can feel very, very good, and it stimulates all of these nerves that go into our brains and then travel throughout our bodies and make us feel very, very good. So when people describe sensations of falling in love, they might say they're on cloud nine, or they feel weak in the knees, or they feel butterflies in their stomach. Well, there are physiological changes in our bodies causing those sensations.
Extract 3.
But there's this one example of a young man who went to Africa where he was living among a tribe that had never kissed mouth to mouth. And he describes how he falls in love with the king's daughter. And at some point he gains the courage to give her a kiss. And at that moment she screams and she runs from the hut. And only later he finds out that she thought he was trying to eat her.
Extract 4.
Of course, the kiss, the sexual kiss, including the kiss on the lips, is ancient. And of course, kissing as a sign of greeting, as a sign of betrayal, think of Judas, and on, has been around. You know, you could find hundreds and hundreds of functions of that act, of using the lips, touching some part of the body of the other. That's been around since the beginning of time, and there is plenty of evidence of it.
Extract 5.
When in medieval, early medieval period, when a couple would marry in church, they would exchange breath. Their lips would come close. It was called the osculum pacis, the kiss of peace. But it also symbolically meant our exchange of souls. To this day, we think of the breath as holding our inner self and our soul. They would literally breathe into each other's mouth.
Extract 6.
Exactly, exactly. We think that comes from a practice that began in the Middle Ages when people couldn't always sign a contract because many people couldn't read and write. So they would seal contracts, whether it was a wedding contract or some kind of business contract, with an X for where their name would go. And then they would kiss that spot, and that was considered fine and dandy. And so at this point, that has kind of carried over to a kiss sealing the deal, sealing a marriage today.
Extract 7.
Well, there are things that anything that we can transmit, colds to mononucleosis to flu, all of these things can be transferred through a kiss. That's true. But you're actually a lot more likely to be exposed to dangerous and deadly viruses and bacteria through a handshake than a kiss. And that's because if you think about all the things throughout the day that we are touching with our hands, as opposed to the limited number of maybe people or pets or things that we're actually pressing our lips against, it's a fairly safe behavior in the scheme of things.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer el cuestionario y completar la tarea. Fin de la primera tarea.